This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Lockwood, L-O-C-K-W-O-O-D, first name David, D-A-V-I-D. The date of birth, October 8, 1963. Date of evaluation, January 12, 2022. Referring physician, Dr. Warren Strudwick. The chief complaint, 58-year-old male seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for right knee surgery. The HVI, the patient has noted is a 58-year-old male who reports a work-related injury dating to December 9, 2020 period. He stated that he was working on his hands and knees when he felt a pop. The pop was followed by locking off his knee, period. He was initially evaluated at St. Rose's Hospital and ultimately referred for MRI, which revealed a meniscal tear. He then underwent a conservative course of therapy to include physical therapies and steroid injection. However, he had continued with pain, which typically is 2-3/10, but worsened with any kind of activity, period. He had initially noted a swelling and effusion, but this has now decreased, period. He reports that pain is non-radiating and specifically involves the medial aspect of the knee, period. The patient was further evaluated by Dr. Strudwick and was noted to have medial knee pain, which increased with McMurray's maneuver. There was noted to be mild patellofemoral tenderness and mild pain with patella compression. The MRI had revealed patella articular disease, a lateral meniscal tear, and a grade 2-3 signal of the medial meniscus suggestive of medial meniscal tear. The patient was felt to require medial and lateral meniscectomy and possible chondroplasty. The patient denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations. His past medical history includes 1, hypertension, next number, hypercholesterolemia, next number, prediabetes, next number, metabolic syndrome, next number, chondromalacia, right knee. Next number, complex tear of lateral meniscus, current injury, right knee. Next number, complex tear of medial meniscus, current injury, right knee. The past surgical history, unremarkable. Medications, Lopressa, 50 milligrams, half tablet BID. Next number, enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams, 1 daily. Lipitor, 40 milligrams, 1 daily. Benazepril, 40 milligrams, 1 daily. Ducasate, sodium, 100 milligrams, 1 BID. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, mother had heart problems and diabetes. Father had heart problems. Social history. Patient stated that he has not had alcohol in 6 years. He denies cigarette or drug use. Review of systems. Constitutional. He has had no fever, chills, weight loss, or gain. Eyes. He has impaired vision and wears glasses. Ears. He notes mild hearing loss, bilaterally. Oral cavity, he reports bleeding gums. Respiratory, he has distant history of asthma, but no recent cough or shortness of breath. Cardiac, unremarkable. Gastrointestinal, he reports heartburn, abdominal pain, and laxative use. Genitourinary, he reports hesitancy, small stream, and dribbling. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 123/69, pulse 57, respiratory rate 20, height 69 inches, weight 290.8 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal exam reveals moderate tenderness on palpation at the medial joint line. Period. Examination otherwise unremarkable. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 57 beats per minute and otherwise normal ECG. Sodium 138, potassium 5.0, chloride 101, bicarb 31, BUN 16, creatinine 0.72, glucose 98, hemoglobin A1C 5.9, white blood cell count 10.4, hemoglobin 12.8, platelets 403. The impression, this is a 58-year-old male with history of industrial injury to the right knee, period. The patient was found to have multiple problems as outlined previously, period. However, comma, he is noted to be medically stable, period. He has several risk factors for underlying coronary artery disease, period. However, his perioperative risk is not significantly increased, period. He has normal ECG, period. He has mild bradycardia, hypertension, and hypercholesterolemia. These are felt not to be significant predisposition to increasing risk, period. It's noted he has chondromalacia of the right knee, a complex tear of the lateral meniscus, and complex tear of the medial meniscus, period. He is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. Signed, Dr. Arlington Ferguson.